Next then, Lawson.
We
go back to Florida. Oh, there's a lot. Posega Lacombo's out there. Andy took the Anthony on us.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I actually just talked to Andy. Your boy went. We didn't have a chance.
There's no one left unless you were in draft night.
All right, so there's no one left. Questions?
What's your evaluation of Hart?
A relentless football player. Obviously, what we're looking for at the defensive end spot, got length. Has played, I don't know how many games he started for us, but a million starts for us when we were at Oregon. Continued to play at a high level after we left. Has a great understanding of what we're doing. Is a true 3-4 defensive end, two-gapper, and that's what we're looking for. And, great quality young man, you know, special kid. We recruited local kid, went to Tualatin High School, you know, so local Oregon kid that went to the state university and gave everything he had when he was here, and I know he's going to do the same thing for us. Him and Coach Azzanero have a great relationship, so I think that's another positive with him coming in here and his ability to not only understand what we do, but I guarantee he's going to be a step above some guys in terms of his knowledge of what we're doing already. So
he's ideally a five-technique?
Yeah, we call him a four-technique, you know, the two-gap guys, and that's exactly what he is. He's a defensive end. He's not an interior player.
How much of that past experience with you guys, how much did that come into play?
It helps. As I said yesterday, one of the things I did, especially in Josh's situation because I was so close to him, is I really left that to Bob Bicknell and our personnel guys. You guys go evaluate him and tell me what you think. I already have my opinion of him because I know him so well. So, and the same thing with Taylor. You know, we let everybody weigh in on him. Billy Davis, who was his top guy also. You know, I know Coach Azzanero on how he felt about him and how I felt about him. But, you know, let's leave it to some other guys to give us their opinions on it, and they agreed, and we all agreed. I just think it's, for what we do, to find those guys, to find those two-gap defensive ends is a real difficult process. You know, there's a lot of 4-3, there's a lot more 4-3, one-gap guys out there. To find those two-gap guys out there is there aren't a lot of them out there. So, again, when we could get our hands on them, we had them rated a lot higher. I know I say that a lot, but that it really was true for us. We would have taken them in the third, but we were fortunate, and I think Howie did a great job. Howie ordered it today of who we were going to take first. I mean, we were afraid the other guy would be gone first, so let's take him, and then we can come back. And he guaranteed me he would be there in the fifth, so he was right. So.
How does he fit when you guys go four down in some of the sub packages? Can he play, or is he mostly a base defense player?
He'll kick inside a nickel. You know, that's what he did for us at Oregon. Played a little bit on his feet, but he's not going to play on his feet here. He's definitely a down guy, but he does have good pass rush skills, yes.
How much of a benefit do you think it is for you as an evaluator with guys you either coached or coached against so recently?
I think it's a benefit because one of the things at least I can call on is instead of some guys went to go see him in practice and then watch tape, is I've seen a ton of these guys in live games, you know. You know, in some of the evaluations, and you know, I talked about it last year when we drafted Zach Ertz. You know, we played against him, so I saw Zach every day. I saw how he competed. I saw how he reacted if a call went against him. You know, I just saw how he carried himself in a game. So, you know, I think you just get a better understanding of the total player.
You guys traded Bryce Brown, and obviously, can you just talk about that move?
Yeah, and I talked to Bryce a little while ago. Really happy for him. You know, it's an opportunity to go somewhere. They had been on him for a while. You know, we probably fielded a lot of offers from them in terms of what they wanted because we knew what they wanted, how much they wanted Bryce. And it's just we're kind of have a logjam a little bit, so to speak, at running back. And you obviously have the best back in the league in LeSean. And, you know, you add Darren Sproles, who I think, I don't even know the numbers, what we gave up, but we would be picking Darren Sproles right now. Basically, that was the trade we made because we took him in the fifth. So, you know, we traded a fifth to get him. So, really, really excited about Chris Polk and how he's come along. Chris is an outstanding special teams player for us, but, you know, you go back to the Detroit game and the long run that he hit for us in that game, I really think Chris is 100% healthy and is vying for time there. And we really like Tucker. You know, I think he's another guy as we continue to develop, was on the practice squad, got him to the active, came to camp. He's probably in the best shape of any of the backs right now and is really pushing for it. So we felt like we had depth, you know, and if that depth can get us something as we go forward, we felt it was a positive move. So
feeling that he could thrive, I guess for him, maybe perhaps a system switch would be better for him too.
No, because they run a similar system.
Okay. How big was it with Bryce?
he's so big and fast, but he didn't really play in college, and it just seemed to me like a lot of times that that was a factor in his recognition of things and so forth.
You know, it's a good point, but I think you can look at it two ways. He also doesn't have the wear and tear of a normal back, so that there's still a big upside with him, you know, and that's always the dilemma. And I think we've had offers for him before, and that was the whole thing of, what, you know, are we going to let him go too soon, and where is he in the whole thing? But, you know, it also is difficult because LeSean's only 25, you know, so it's, and Chris is young, you know, so it's, and there's only one ball. So it's, we just felt at this time that was the best deal we were going to get, you know, and to be able to take it. I think they drafted him in the seventh, and now you come back with a four a couple years later. It was similar to what they did here a couple years ago with A.J. Feely when they drafted him and then traded him up, you know, for a couple rounds higher. So I would think it was a positive for Bryce. It was a positive for the organization. So,
is there a likelihood you could trade another player on the roster right now?
We listen, but, I mean, I would say percentage-wise, I wouldn't think so, not now.
I know you've spoken on it some, but I'm sure there will be a concern that you're with drafting two Oregon players that you're leaning towards the familiar as opposed to grabbing the best players. How can you address that?
We're taking the best players in our opinion, you know, and there's still a lot of Oregon players out there, but you know, they won a lot of games the last couple of years. The kid that Buffalo drafted last year from Oregon's a pretty good player too. You know, then we had another kid drafted in the third round. It's just there's some top programs out there that will continue to produce talented players. You know, we've drafted a lot of good LSU players. You know, it's we've drafted Stanford players. You know, we took some guys from different programs, and it's, you know, Louisville, you look at them, they put three players in the first round. So we're going to take the best players, and that's always been how we've looked at it. But just because we have a familiarity, if someone wants to say that's a concern, that's okay. I mean, you know, when you're going to take them, that's what they're going to do. But I'm not going to take one because I'm afraid someone's going to say something about them. So,
as the roster stands now, what's the depth on the interior of the defensive line?
I'm confused. What do you mean? Who's there?
In terms of after Benny,
we got Benny, Fletch, Sed, Damon Square, Brandon Bear, Kruger, Andrew Villanova, who we just signed. So, you know, you throw Taylor into that mix, and I think we're at 10 now.
But you said Taylor's clearly an end. I'm talking about behind Benny in the middle.
Damon Square would be in the middle. Cedric Thornton can play in the middle. So, if we had to play a game tomorrow, yeah, Square's backup would be the backup right now. And obviously, the flexibility was said when we go to any packages where we kick set inside, you know. So,
everybody seems to want you to take, like, a 380-pound nose tackle. I mean, you obviously prefer guys with more versatility and athleticism. I mean, you're comfortable. I mean, is it fair to say that's the kind of guy you prefer inside?
I would love to take a 380-pound nose tackle, but I haven't seen any. You know, I guess that's the thing. If there were a Haloti Ngata-type player out there, then that would be – I mean, to us, that's the ideal type nose player, you know. But I don't think the one thing I think people can get confused with is just because you're big doesn't mean you can play either. You know, there still has to be the ability to separate, to get off of blocks and to make plays. So there's, you know, that fine line of, well, let's just take the big guy and throw him in the middle. It's you have to be athletic too. You know, and that's the one thing when you admire a guy like Haloti Ngata and watch him play is how well he runs for a big guy. You know, and that's why he's probably the top of his game right now in terms of what the nose tackles are in the NFL. So, I mean, that you're always striving to take those guys, but, you know, there were none of them, and that's where did Haloti go? Like, he was a top 10 pick, I think. And when those people come around, I think everybody sees them. So we just didn't think there's that type of guy right now out there. So, we're good. All right, thanks, guys.
All right, that